Shalom Uvracha. As we are ending the 15 Shir HaMalos, we'll just summarize the ideas, which is really brought out by the last two of them. So as we remember, the Chazal say that these 15 Shir HaMalos were originally said by David HaMelech when he was digging the foundations of the Beis HaMikdash, the waters from underneath the crust of the earth started rising, and there's a concern of creating a tremendous flood that would destroy the world. Then Achitofel put the Shema Mefurash into the depths, and it caused the waters to go down even deeper into the earth. And then David HaMelech said these 15 Shir HaMalos that brought the waters back to their natural place, so that Mitzad Echa, they won't cause a flood, and Mitzad Echeni, they will be beneficial for the growth of plant life and all the rest of life in this world. And the idea behind this whole story, symbolically, is that, like we start off with Bochi Navshi, which many people say every Shabbos in the afternoon by Mincha, and then followed by the Shir HaMalos. Bochi Navshi is describing the wonders of the physical world that Hashem created, perfectly designed for all life in this world, from plant life to animal life to human life, and kamuvan for the life of Klal Yisrael. That will Ashir El Hashem b'chayay, Azamer l'kai b'yodi. That will sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of appreciation of the wonderful world He gave them. When David HaMelech was digging the foundations for the Beis HaMikdash, would be the Mokum HaShiras HaShchina. So, in some ways, it sounds a contradiction to the physical world. Which world is going to be controlling force? Is the physical world control the force, control the world, which is the way the goyim live their lives and the animals live their lives? It's just a physical life, or is the physical world just a chetimsa, a way, a background in which we live and we use it in the proper fashion to develop a deeper relationship with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, be oved Hashem, kidaboy, and that is the way we get schar is by living in a physical world that has its challenges and overcoming the challenges and not get dragged into the physical side of the world, but into the spiritual side of using everything to be true Ovdei Hashem. So with this in mind, we can understand more deeply that story. David HaMelech was digging the foundations to bring more spirituality to the world, which is the tachlis of the world. The whole world is created that Hashem should be mashvei shchina in this world. The waters that were coming up from the depths represented the physical world, that they were showing that maybe the physical world should take control of the world and there's no room for spirituality. Then the Shem Hashem was put in, which represents spirituality, and that pushed them so far down into the depths of the earth that they could not even be beneficial for the earth. And the thing that put everything in the right position was the 15 Shir HaMalos of David HaMelech, which basically is saying, the world is not supposed to be only spiritual without the waters. It should not be only physical that the waters take control. It should be a world that takes advantage of the physical world and uses it to develop the spirituality of Klal Yisrael as a whole, and all member of Klal Yisrael. And with us, we're going to bring the Ashras HaShchin into the world. So the last two Mizmorim describe two general basic ways that we bring the Ashras HaShchin into the world. Kuf Lama Gimel mentioned Sheves Achim Gam Yachad, and Kuf Lama Dalet mentioned Avdei Hashem Oim Dveis Hashem Baleilois. Sheves Achim Gam Yachad means that a person overcomes his egocentric view of life, his selfishness, and he opens himself up for the other person. He emulates HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tzelem Elokim that we have is given to us, so we should also be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gives life to us. We give life to those around us. Sheva Sachin Gal Yachad means I realize the world is not revolving around me, but I am an Eved Hashem. So that's one way of bringing the Ashras HaShchina and the Beinonu L'Chaveiro aspect. How I relate to myself and those around me, and my heart is always open for those around me. Kuf Lamed Dalet is representing the second part, the Bein Odom L'Mokim Abzus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That even when the average person is just going to sleep, I stay up a little bit more. I put extra effort into my Torah and my Tefillah, B'nei L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. These two forms of transforming myself from being a person who thinks I'm running the world to being an Eved Hashem, both in the way I relate to others and the way I relate to my Eved Hashem interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings the Hashras HaShechina. And in both of these Mizmorim at the end, it describes about that the Bracha comes from Tzion. Tzion is the Mokum of Hashras HaShechina. Beis HaMikdash is the center of the world, and everything that comes, or the Bracha in the world, both spiritual and physical, come from that point. When we daven towards the Mokum HaMikdash, even if we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. It says the Shechina LePoska, Mokum HaMikdash. This represents that idea, the center of the world. The world was entirely created for us to have that deep kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Beis HaMikdash and bring down that Shras HaShechina. So the Mizmor Kuf Lamed Gimel says, describes about the physical things. Tal Hermon, Yabdu going, falling down, coming in Mount Hermon, all the way in the north. But it's going to Har Etzion. Everything in the physical world is created to eventually benefit Har Etzion, the Mokam Mikdash, because Shom Siv Hashem Zebrocha. The Brocha comes from there. And the same, in the last Mizmor Kuf Lamed Dalet, says, Yivarech Hashem Etzion, Oyisei Shemayim V'Oretz. I created the Shemayim, which is the heavens, and also the spiritual bodies in the heaven, and the Oretz, the physical world. But everything is directed towards Zion. The Bracha comes out from Zion. We should be those type of people that recognize it's true we're living in a physical world, and we have to take advantage of it for one purpose, to use it as a way of showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm Oyved Hashem, I appreciate the world you gave me, I'm going to use it to emulate your ways, both Benon L'Chaver, Benon L'Mokim, and Mirtz Hashem will be Zeicha to a great bracha for ourselves, and also to see the Zion being rebuilt, and the final revelation of the Kvod Shemayim HaShras HaShechina in the entire world.